comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous planet. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. Now, tomorrow is the day that we will be doing the special broadcast, and it's called the Philippoff Files. This is the interview between our associate host, Jerry Wills, and Dr. Lachizar Filipov, who is the deputy director of Bulgaria's version of NASA, the Space Science Space Research Institute at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences. And if you're not up to speed on what is what's the big deal about Lachizar Filipov, oh, well, you're two or three centuries behind the curve, but you can catch up by going over to YouTube and watching the videos I put up when this story first broke back in 2009. And then you'll understand what it's all about. But the problem is you can't do that right now because you're here at the show, and here's the problem. The problem is this is a special broadcast. It happens in our members' community. And what that means, it's a special broadcast. I do those from time to time, and I just give them as a gift to say thank you. And but you have to register. You have to be a member, and then you have to register to get the ticket to see it. It's free, but you got to do that. And registration closes at the end of the show tonight. Okay, so you can't register like, well, I'll think about it, and then, I'll register tomorrow. You're going to miss the special broadcast. Are we going to put it in K-Pods? No. K-Pods are our archives. No, it's not going in there. Is it going to be, are we going to make it available for people to see it later? No. It's a live broadcast. And if you want to be there, be there. It's my gift to you and Kathy and Jerry Will's gift to you as members of the Kevin Smith Show. Now, if you're not a member, you can't register. So you can't watch it. So what you need to do is click join and become a member. And then after you log in, go over to the Filipov pages. You'll see the big link right there after you log in. Just go over there and register. The K-Files is our free weekly newsletter, and it has already gone out this week because of the holiday here in the United States of America. We sent it out early, and so it's already gone out this week. But if you are not subscribed, you got to ask yourself the huge, huge question, why not? Why are you not subscribed? It's free. It's a great publication. We've been publishing that since 2000. And we have subscribers who have been with us since 2000. So it must be a good publication. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and it's absolutely free to subscribe. So get over there, click where it says K-Files, and subscribe. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. right, welcome back. And it's Friday night here at the Kevin Smith Show. In your part of the world, it may not be night, and it may already be Saturday, but it's Friday night here, and lots of people do lots of things on Friday nights. It's party night, as you know, for a lot of people. So I'm especially thankful for you because you have chosen to be here, and we're going to try and make this as much of a party as we can. Well, not a party, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. You'll be glad you spent your Friday night right here at the Kevin Smith Show. I want to start off with a happy birthday wish to my oldest son. My oldest son, Sean, great guy, good daddy and good husband, and I would say he's a great kid, but he's not a kid anymore. You know, he's in his 30s. And he is really, really a super guy. So happy birthday, Sean. I am delighted to be able to do that, and I hope you're watching. Okay, tonight I'm going to do something a little bit different. Sort of, I guess it's just kind of philosophically different. And that is, you know, there's been a whole bunch of stuff going on this past week, or shall we say within the past 7 to 8, 9 days, lots of big, big stuff happening. And I guess you could say there are lots of dots, but do they necessarily connect? Well, maybe, maybe not. And maybe in some ways we can't figure out. If you go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show? Well, that's a real picture of the sun. I have never, ever, ever, never, never seen a picture like that of the sun. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight, and we're eventually going to wind up going open line, but I want to talk about this and some of the weird stuff that's been going on. Now, the sun normally doesn't look like that. The sun normally, when we see pictures from the SOHO satellite, we see pictures of a big orange ball, or sometimes it's blue, or sometimes it's green, depends on what filter SOHO satellite's using. But this is what we see. And it's pretty shocking when you go on the internet and you find a picture that shows the sun with this huge, looks like a gigantic gash across the sun, looks like it's splitting open. And it did cause quite a stir on the internet. Lots of YouTube videos, lots of comments and forums and so forth. This photograph was not, this is not a NASA photograph, this photograph of the sun with this big gash across it. That is not a NASA photograph. This series of photographs were taken by the Solar Dynamics Observatory, Stanford University, and pretty intense, really, when you look at this, because it looks like the sun literally is just coming apart. It is pretty scary. So I did a little research into this. This happened on June 30th. I did a little bit of research into this and found some interesting things, both about the sun and about what has happened since then. First of all, we use terms and don't even know what that is. I mean, we do this all the time. We use words that we don't even know what they really mean, and lots of times people use them approximately. You know, they don't even get it pronounced right and use it in the wrong kind of structure, use it the wrong way. But communication is an approximation for most people anyway. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. I mean, look, when I'm in another country, I speak seven languages, but if I'm in one of those countries, for me, and I'm speaking their language approximately, not with the precision they do, but they get the gist of what I'm saying. They understand, and I get the gist of what they're saying. I understand. So we're able to communicate. When we talk about science, we have to use fairly precise language. And yet, there are things that even science has a difficult time assigning precise language to. One of those words is corona. Now, for a lot of you, you think of a six-pack. You know, I say corona and you think beer. But I'm talking about the sun's corona. Do you know what that is? It's not the surface of the sun. And in fact, even if you use filters and you look up at the sun, I mean, don't do that with the naked eye. You'll go blind. It'll burn your eyes out. But if you use filters and look up at the sun, you don't see the sun. We can't see the sun. We see the corona. So what is the corona? Well, the corona is not the atmosphere. The sun has no atmosphere, technically. But think of it as a layer of atmosphere around the sun. It's actually plasma. It extends several million kilometers out away from the surface of the sun. When we look up at the sun, we are seeing the glowing, boiling energy of the corona. The sun is down under the corona. So the corona is like this shell of plasma around the sun. The sun is in the down in the center of that. With instrumentation, satellites have been able to peer down through the corona and see the surface of the sun. It's pretty interesting. To me, it looks like an orange peel. It's pretty interesting. But this stuff we see in these photographs, unless they tell you that's the surface of the sun, then what you're looking at is the corona. The corona is a mystery. It's a mystery because although scientists pretty well know what it is, they don't know how it maintains its heat. At the core, the sun is about 15 million degrees. At its surface, it's about 5 million degrees. But out there in the corona maintains a temperature of millions of degrees. Let's see, I read in my notes here, on the surface, the temperature can reach 2 million. The corona is where the solar wind, the solar corona is where the solar wind originates, and the corona has been found to emit X-ray radiation, and it is millions and millions of degrees. So you're saying, yeah, so what? We know the sun is hot. Okay, at the core, it can reach 15 million. At the surface, it does sometimes reach 2 million, but it averages around 5,000 degrees, and the corona is millions of degrees, fluctuating. Here's the mystery. They don't know what is it that's heating the corona and keeping it so hot. So there are some theories. And now hang on and stick with me on this, because this is coming back to earth here in just a moment with a real mystery. There's some theories about how the corona maintains its heat level. If it didn't have some constant flow of high energy maintaining its heat level, it would cool off below plasma level within about an hour. So what's doing that? And the scientists don't really know, but there is a theory. Down on the surface of the sun, there are little magnetic fields that pop up and then pop out about every 40 hours. And they're all over the surface of the sun. They come up, they go away. They come up, they go away. And once one appears, it's there for about 40 hours, and then it goes away. So the theory is that this is sort of an interaction of the magnetic fields that are popping up on the surface of the sun that are generating that heat. What they're not telling you when you go read about that is that's electricity. Have you ever heard anybody say that we have an electric sun? It's not just a big ball of nuclear reaction out there. It's electric. Well, that is one of the theories that scientists have, is that these magnetic fields popping up all over the sun's surface and then going away, and they pop up, they go away, they pop up, they go away. And the interaction between all of those between those magnetic fields may be causing the heating of the corona. If so, why? Because magnetism popping up and going away, and the interaction of magnetism against magnetism, creates what? Electricity. That's how you have electricity and the lights in your home right now, because you somewhere there is an electricity factory, an electric plant, and they have some generators, and those generators have magnets, and those magnets spin around a coil of copper wire, and that interaction between the magnets and the copper wire and the movement causes what? Electricity. All right. Now, what has that got to do with strange stuff here on Earth? That big hole in the sun is not in the sun. It's in the corona. So if you could dive down in through that hole without burning up, you would dive down to the surface of the sun. That's not a hole in the surface of the sun. So the sun's not cracking up. It's not breaking up. But that's a big hole in the corona. There are a lot of theories about what causes that. But basically, it's a place where the plasma isn't plasma, where it's cooled. And it's not plasma. So it's a big hole in the corona. Happened on June 30. On July 1, you can check this out. You can go over on the internet, check it out. July 1, the SOHO, you know, SOHO is the satellite system. You got two satellites up there, and they've just got a bevy of instruments on them that are pointed right at the sun, and they're looking at the sun at all times. It's for studying the sun. The SOHO website went down for about 20 hours on July 1. So there was a lot of speculation on the internet, you know, on some of the forums, that, oh boy, man, this is something really big and bad that has happened to the sun. SOHO has gone down, the site has gone down, so that they can hide this from the people. You know how it goes, right? Well, I'm not so sure that's exactly what took place here. And I'm not so sure about that, because we're looking at a photograph that isn't from Soho. So just taking Soho down, taking the website down, doesn't keep people from seeing what took place on the Sun. You follow what I'm saying? That, you know, let's say they decide, okay, we want to hide this from the people. This is scary. So let's take the Soho website down. If that's what happened, well, they failed in their mission because they're not the only people with pictures of this. There are other observatories that have pictures of this. This one is not Soho. The one I have on the screen, for those who are watching, that's not from Soho. That's from the Solar Dynamics Observatory, Stanford University. So I don't think the Soho site went down for 20 hours in an attempt to hide this information from anybody. I don't think that's the case. And I don't think what we're looking at, this big gash in the corona of the Sun, while it's really interesting and I think it could be the basis for a great movie, nonetheless, I don't think it's anything that indicated the Sun was about to explode or that the Sun was disintegrating or anything like that. And this big gash that we see in the corona here, this big hole in the corona of the Sun, has begun to rejoin. It's begun to heal itself. So, you know, none of that seems to be the reason that Soho went down. I don't think. It could be. It could be that something was going on with the Sun that the scientists with the Soho satellite didn't want us to see. But at the same time, as I said, they're not the only ones that had pictures of this. You know, we're looking at a picture that didn't come from them. So why did Soho go down for some 20 hours? Don't you find it a little bit curious? Don't you want to know a little bit more about what's up with this? Because not only is there a hole in that corona, there seems to be a little bit of a black hole in the information here about why Soho went down for some 20 hours. But it gets even more mysterious. It gets more mysterious because Soho didn't go down everywhere. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Kevin Smith Show.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. So the mystery of the Soho site going down, that's what we were talking about, and I said just as the break took over, it didn't go down everywhere. I read on some forums that people in Belgium could still get it. But here in the United States, it was down, according to the forums, according to people in the forums that I read, for about 20 hours. It was just down. And yet, in Belgium, they could get it. In the same forums, there were people that said, well, I'm in Belgium and I can get it. I got no problem. So, as I said, there's lots of dots, but they don't seem necessarily to connect, or do they? Because, you know, right around June 30, July 1, there was a huge solar flare. Actually, June 30, huge solar flare. flare, huge explosion that caused that gash in the corona of the sun. And it was aimed right at Earth. And it was supposed to arrive July 3rd, maybe July 4th. And we were supposed to have big magnetic storms. Well, you might remember, those who are in the United States, that July 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we had not only weird weather, and we had these magnetic storms coming in to Earth, but not only that, we had absolutely bizarre weather right up in the middle of the United States and from there up to the Northeast. We'd already been having these weird weather patterns, very, very hot, but not just hot, weird weather. Some people have referred to them as land hurricanes or inland hurricanes, hurricane force winds, but nowhere near the ocean, hundreds of miles away from the ocean. And so this is not weather that's coming in from a hurricane. You know, a hurricane can cover hundreds and hundreds of miles with its cloud cover and its winds and its outer layer and so forth. So it can set offshore hundreds of miles away and still affect your weather. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is hurricane force winds ripping through areas and being originating right there and ripping through areas that are landlocked, no water anywhere around. Lots of people have commented that the weather patterns around the Nashville area really look like someone was using a harp type instrument to push things back. And maybe they were, I don't know. But some of you live in these areas and you know what I'm talking about. You saw with your own eyes how there would just be a cyclone, but I mean, it's not a tornado. You know, a tornado, the winds can, in the core of a tornado, can reach, 400 or 500 miles per hour. We're not talking about that. We're talking about hurricane force, 80, 90 miles per hour over a large area, but inland. It's not a water-based storm like a hurricane or a cyclone. So that's what we've had. And we had some of those before this event. We had some after. At the same time that this storm is supposed to be happening, we had this big gash appear in the corona of the sun on June 30th, and on July 1, SOHO site goes down for some 20 hours. There have been other sites that have gone down without much explanation. So I've gotten some email from people who, our site is one of the sites that went down. First, I was locked out of the site, and then the site went down and was down, probably 12 hours that the site was down, and then it came back slowly. And so I got some email from some folks who said, maybe it's the powers that be attacking your site. Okay, possibly. Maybe it's some other talk show that views you as competition, and they're attacking your site. Well, don't laugh at that, because that actually did happen several years ago. And I was able to identify where it came from, and we had a heart-to-heart, come-to-Jesus talk and they decided it was probably in their best interest not to do that sort of thing. So it could happen. It could be that. But it wasn't just my site. It wasn't just the Soho site. It was a number of sites around the United States and probably around the world, but I don't know about them, that experienced this outage. So could all of that stuff be related to the electromagnetic storm coming in from the sun? Well, possibly. At the same time, we have to keep in mind two big things happening here in the United States, and that is the complete loss of your right to privacy on the internet, as the Congress has authorized the NSA to spy on everyone. And so the NSA is sucking up everything out of the internet. And every single thing you do on the internet is watched. Be aware of that, by the way. Absolutely everything. Whatever you do on the internet, it is being watched. It's being captured. It's being recorded. Some people say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why should you care? You know, and I'm reminded, by the way, of a cop that said to me, who wanted to search my car one time after I came back from overseas. And he stopped me, and I was speeding. And he wanted to search the car. And he said, you don't mind if I look in your car, do you? I said, yeah, I mind. Well, why? What have you got to hide? I said, nothing. He said, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why do you care if I look in there? And I said, I'm not hiding anything in my bed, but I'm not going to let you sleep with me. And then he kind of backed off, and he said, are you a cop? I said, yeah, I am. But what does it matter? Okay, well, yeah, it matters to me, but there's nothing I can do about the fact that every single thing you do on the internet is now being spied on. So as they're installing all of that and beginning to do that, could that be causing some of these sites to go down? Well, maybe. I don't know. It's possible. There is another thing that's going on here, and some of you are going to become painfully aware of this, because you haven't paid attention to any of the warnings, and you just kind of nilly-willy on through the internet, and you don't pay attention. And it's going to hit you, it's going to bite you, but there's nothing you can do about it unless you do it now. And that is, on July 9, why did I say February? On July 9, the FBI is going to permanently shut down thousands and thousands of computers on the internet. Not everyone, but thousands and thousands that are infected with something called the DNS changer virus. So if you have that virus on your computer, you're not going to be able to get on the internet, period. Now, I don't know how that works if you're outside the United States. You may be sitting outside the United States saying, they can't do anything to me. I don't know. Maybe they can, or maybe they can simply block you from getting to any websites that are in the United States and block your traffic from being routed into and through the United States. I don't know. But they're going to do that. So today's the 6th. In 3 days, thousands and thousands and thousands of you are going to be gone from the internet. And that's what is the cause. That's what's going to do it, because you have the DNS changer virus in your computer. Now, there are places you can go online and it will check immediately for you to see if you have that virus. And there are places you can go if you have that virus, places online where you can go and it will remove that virus from your computer. But if it's there on July 9, you're through on the internet. So could things related to that operation be causing the problems with the websites? Because there are kind of rolling spotty problems with various websites all over the place. Or is it the sun? You know, I don't know. There are lots and lots of dots, and they don't necessarily connect. Is it possible that these operations by the NSA and the FBI are using the sun and that big solar flare as a cover to do some things that cause disruption on the internet? And they can lay it off and blame it on the sun. Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible. Everything's possible. Not everything is true. Not everything is likely. But everything is possible. So we're living in really interesting times here. Very, very interesting times. Now, you might say, well, I would like to get more specific information as to whether, you know, for instance, the Kevin Smith Show website went down. I'd like to know, was it some failure of equipment or was it failure of software? What caused this? Yeah, I'd like to know too. I was on the phone various times during the nights, you know, when it was down. And I mean, even like, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the telephone with them trying to get things worked out. The site is back up and everything's functioning, and I still don't have an answer as to what caused that. They won't give me an answer as to what caused it. You know, at one point they said, well, your IP address is blocked. And I said, well, why is my IP address blocked? I own it. I own that site. Why have I been blocked from it? Well, give me about 5 minutes. Let me see what we can do here. So they went away. They came back. And they said, try it now. Oh, yeah. Bang. It worked for about 10 seconds. And then I was blocked again. Well, we don't know why the block reinstalled itself. Same kind of runaround when I tried to find out why the whole site went down. I don't know. They won't tell me. What do you think about it? Well, we'll talk about a couple of more things and then we'll open the phone lines in a little bit. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I said there were a couple of other things that we were going to talk about, and then I'm going to open it up and we'll just do open line tonight. I mean, there's so many things happening that kind of what we're attempting to do here, you know, I'm throwing a lot of stuff out there, and maybe it's connected, maybe it's not, and I kind of want us to think together about this and see what kind of consensus, if any, we can come up with about what is happening and is it connected? Are these things connected? But I want to throw one more thing out, and that is you have seen pictures from both the moon and Mars where you have seen what looks like lichen growing on the rocks, right? Well, we've always heard, well, you know, it might be, but we're not sure that lichen could survive, you know, the temperatures and the ultraviolet radiation and blah, 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 blah. Well, they sent some lichen up in 2009 to the International Space Station. And they exposed it to the extremes. And they have brought it back now It's been up there since 2009. They've brought it back, and it lives. So lichen very possibly could be growing on the moon, could very possibly be growing on Mars. So where we've seen those pictures and it looks like there's lichen on the rocks, it might be. It just might be. That's another step toward being able to say to the public, hey, gee, we found life on Mars, or we found life on the moon. It's just another little step towards that. And you may remember I said in 2009 and in 2010, and probably I said it in 2011, that they are going now to begin to take these little tiny baby steps of revealing what they already knew. And we're headed that direction. It looks like they're following the very path that I said they would. All right, now, I want to throw the telephone lines open and invite you to think with me. Let's think out loud. Think with me about this. Let's see if we can determine if there's any pattern to these things. Is that huge coronal hole that we see in the picture, is that related to any of this? You know, whatever happens on the sun happens here a couple of days later. Well, it doesn't happen here, but the results of it get here a couple of days later. And this thing was pointed right at Earth when it happened, when it had the blowout. It was pointed right at Earth. So we've got millions of people without electricity, or about a million now, I think it is, still without electricity. Huge, weird storms all over the United States, but particularly up in the central to northeast section of the United States. A heat wave that's breaking records. Certainly these land hurricanes, they're calling them derechos, which, by the way, in Spanish means to the right. Why, I don't know, but they're calling it El Derecho. Well, that means to the right. And do I know how you say to the left? Yes, izquierda. Derecho, to the right. In Romanian, drepta. Left, stunga. Straight ahead, dreptul nainte. But these are derechos. And I don't know why they call them that. But we had this big solar event, and we have had several big solar blasts, big solar flares, since this event that did the blowout of the corona. We've had two or three since then. And so, you know, that stuff is arriving at Earth. What can we expect? Are these solar events related to the power outages? Are they related to the derechos? Are they related to the outages of internet service, internet websites? Or is it something clandestine going on that just happens to be at the same time? 623-444-5889. If you don't want to talk about that, which apparently you don't, then we will talk about whatever you wish to talk about, all right? All you have to do is you pick up the phone and you give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever it is you wish to talk about. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve.
And I am just recovering from some cataclysms of my own. About June 30th, which was Saturday, I came down sick as a dog. And I mention that because I don't get sick. You know, that's just something that's not part of my arsenal. I'm not a sick guy. Uh-huh. I'm always healthy, always have been healthy. And through, you know, I'm just now coming out of it, you know, as that fissure in the corona of the sun is starting to heal itself. But what I'd like to point out is, you know, the sun is a big source of energy for us on this earth, of course, mm-hmm. in so many ways. And the earth receives and absorbs that energy in a lot of different ways. You know, it absorbs it into the atmosphere, absorbs it into the ground, and it goes all the way into the plasma core of the earth itself. We, as sentient beings and part of the earth, walking on the surface, we also absorb that energy, and that energy affects us in a lot of different ways, as well as it absorbs the atmosphere, or into the atmosphere, and it affects the weather patterns and so on. And as the sun is releasing these incredible bursts of energy, you know, the earth's atmosphere has to react in some incredible ways. You know, the levels of energy are just, I mean, anybody that's been outside lately has to, you know, you have to be locked up in a airtight box somewhere if you don't know this stuff's going on. So this energy has to go somewhere. It has to be released somehow. And it can't stay stored up. And as it gets released, it's released in these powerful, ultra-powerful storm phenomena that goes on. I know we're going to be seeing things that we've never seen before. And that our recorded history just doesn't know what to do with. On the other hand, let me also say this: it is a perfect opportunity for maybe some clandestine working people, if they want to piggyback onto these events and create some mayhem of their own. Kind of hiding their trees in the forest that's being created. Let's call all this energy. Let's use another metaphor. Let's say the air or the atmosphere is like a sea. It's like a harbor.
Okay.
And the sun is putting extra ships into that harbor, into that sea. Well, if there are some mischievous players out there who want to do some damaging things and target some people, what better way to put their little ships out there, to hide their ships? The best place to hide a ship is in a bay full of ships. Or the best place to hide a tree is in a forest,
yeah.
where there are a whole bunch of trees. So I'm thinking that we're not only going to see a lot of incredible meteorological events, maybe even some seismic events or some volcanic activity. Any time I see releases of energy like this from the sun, it makes me suspicious that you just don't know what kind of activity the Earth is going to produce in response. All that.
Yeah, and, you know, and you're right.
It makes a piece of paper, it catches on fire.
It makes a great cover for whatever they decide they want to do. Steve, we have to take a break. You want to hang on?
I'd be glad to, Kevin.
All right, we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here, and you have my sincere sympathy for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. We're talking about some weird stuff, some very powerful solar activity that has taken place starting on June 30th. Well, it probably started before that, but on June 30, the sun, basically the corona, had a blowout. And if you look at the picture on the website, you'll see a picture of that. There's a huge gash across the corona of the sun. If you could see down into that far enough, you would see the sun. But the corona is what we see. It is an outer shell of plasma. Think of it kind of like an atmosphere. It's not an atmosphere. It's plasma. But anyway, the very powerful solar flares, that was aimed right at Earth when it happened, and very powerful solar flares since then, several of them. And so we're talking about some weird stuff that's happened here on the planet and asking the question, is it connected? So we're connected with Steve in Georgia. And Steve, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got sick and you never get sick, and it happened on June 30. Do you think that is some way connected to this sun explosion?
Well, Kevin, I didn't even know about the sun explosion until watching your show tonight. I had no idea. I find those two strangely synchronistic events, however. And one thing that I am aware of, and I think awareness has a way of attaching us to the things we're aware of. One of the things I'm aware of is that on the ends of our DNA that we carry, the ATP, the pure light energy that exists on our DNA strands, is exactly the same as the solar plasma and the plasma of the Earth. We resonate as biological transducers. We as human beings resonate with the sun and with the plasma core of the Earth itself. We are linked through that plasma essence of us that shows up in things like auras, you know, that are visible in Curlian photography, and some people, I guess, are able to actually see those auras. I don't see auras. I kind of sense them. I think you can sense certain people make you feel a certain way when they walk into the room. We sense those things. So I have to think that, yeah, there probably is a connection there. And now this opens up another can of worms, Kevin. If I'm feeling it, everybody's feeling it. You know, they're receiving it and reacting to it in some way. And a lot of folks, and I have to say probably the majority of people, probably in our culture, walk around in varying states of unconsciousness and are manipulated in their activities, in their tastes, in their desires, by neuro-linguistic programming that they receive through the mass media, through ad campaigns, through the symbols that they walk by, you know, or drive past, you know, as they move around in their daily lives. Their activities and so on are completely programmed by these things. Now, the people who set these things up, the powers that be, you know, we like to call them, that's a good generic term, I guess. They know the effect of the symbols that they set up and how they can channel energy, channel activity, create mass movements, mass hysteria, and so on. What really makes me a little nervous about all this energy being out there in the atmosphere, moving through the masses of humanity, is what's the next move from the powers that be, especially if the powers that be are behind this upcoming internet outage. That's going to plunge a lot of people into a panic field, you know, and when people go into panic, they're going to be looking for a solution, you know, problem, reaction, solution, the old Hegelian dialectic.
Yeah.
So what are the powers that be going to do? How are they going to channel this panic energy?
Well, the way they'll channel it, Steve, I don't know what specific tactics, but the end result will be loss of freedom, more government control, and possibly global government. That's where this is headed.
It's a nightmare, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, but not for long. Best thing about nightmares is you do wake up eventually.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. All right, Steve, I've got to move along, but thank you, and I hope you get to feeling better.
Oh, I am feeling better, Kevin. Thanks for the good wishes.
All right. All right, what do you think about all this stuff, folks? 623-444-5889. Steve pointed out something very important, and that is that we are, biologically, we are connected with the sun and with the plasma core of the earth. So anything that happens out there has got to have some effect on us. So the thought came to me as he was talking about that. So how are you feeling today? You know, not just the, you know, when you meet someone, you say, hi, how you doing? Right? And you're always surprised if they say something different than, you know, that they're doing great or they're doing fine. If they say, I'm not doing worth a darn. This, you know, that always shocks us because we ask it rhetorically. Well, I'm not asking rhetorically. Okay, I'm asking. Notice right now, how do you feel? And let's give me a call and let's talk about that because, as Steve says, you know, that is linked. We are linked. Biologically with the sun, so whatever happens with the energies on the sun has to have an effect on us. So how do you feel? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hello, Mike. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Okay.
It's been hot, and I've been out moving around in the heat.
Yeah.
I drove where I live down to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and back today. And so, needless to say, it's hot.
How hot is it where you are?
Well, our high today was 102.
100?
102 degrees.
Okay, 40 degrees, 39 degrees Celsius.
Today is Friday, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So in the last 8 days, we've had over 100 degrees 7 of those 8 days.
Can you imagine living where 102 is a cool day and it's hot like that and over 100 for months at a time?
Well, out there in Arizona, it's like that. Some parts of Texas is like that.
Yeah, not just Arizona and Texas. Well, and not even all of Arizona, but in the Phoenix area, and then across the deserts in Utah and Nevada as well.
Death Valley.
Yeah, and you know, people somehow adapt to that, and they do it. Of course, I've always wondered why, if you don't have to. But I guess, you know, I was there because I had to be, but when I got a chance to get out, I got out.
And you know, if you look at the weather map now, where these 100 degree temperatures are spread all across from the Central Plains all the way over to the East Coast,
yeah,
not much place to go except north.
Well, even up north, they're having extreme hot weather. Now, I guess if you go north enough into Canada and keep going north to the northern territories, it might cool down. But, yeah, it's blazing. Do you think that all of these weird things that we're talking about, you know, that with the internet's going down and the weird weather and so forth, you think that's related to the, all this sun activity, or do you think it's just coincidental?
Well, let me add a caveat here. I think that the caveat is that it's a possibility that a human hand could be involved in some of this.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this strong winds and hurricane-type winds, you know, going across here, kind of, and the high temperatures kind of work with the time that that rip in the sun's corona went down, then tends to link them.
Have you had any of these hurricane force winds in your part of Kentucky?
Where I live, I don't think we've had anything over, say, 50 miles an hour. But there are other places where there's 60, 70, and 80 miles an hour, just straight line winds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had in the past, the year that Katrina hit. That was the time that Judy and I went to Las Vegas for vacation. And while we were out there, the 80-mile-an-hour winds from Katrina came right through our area. Laid my flagpole down, and but there was no rain with it. It was just dry wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me wonder about the human hand steering these things.
Do you remember the shows that you used to listen to Art Bell, didn't you?
I did.
Do you remember those shows he did where they were talking about weird weather patterns where we were going to see 200 to 300 mile an hour straight line winds?
Yeah, but wasn't a lot of that supposed to happen when the Earth shifted on its poles, that the outer skin of the Earth would...
They talked about that. So, and here's the question.
Be around 600 miles an hour.
So here's the question. Are these precursors to a pole shift?
I personally don't think so. I know there's a lot of people think that pole shift's going to happen this year, and now they're kind of cheating and moving it back to April of next year. In fact, I had a personal conversation with one of these people, and I said, according to my two-ish, nothing will happen before 2015 at the earliest.
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but that's just the way it worked out when I was trying to receive answers through my meditations and other things, that 2013, 2014, no. 2015 was maybe the start. Not the completion, just the start. And we don't know how long it takes to complete something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we would see a lot more volcanic activity then, as well as a lot stronger earthquakes. Now, that's not to say there's not going to be random earthquakes and tsunamis and things here and there, because I'm surprised there hadn't been a tsunami caused by all of this weather they've been having lately.
Well, that volcano over there in the Canary Islands is, the ground is swelling rapidly now. And, you know, they say if that thing blows, then we will get a 600-foot tsunami across our East Coast.
And you know, it's amazing that 90% of the population of America lives within 100 miles of any coast.
Not just America, worldwide.
Yeah, but I'm speaking specifically of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I would think if I was them, I'd be moving.
Well, you know,
we have a love affair with water, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Well, not just that, but I mean, it's pretty difficult. I don't know how it is for other countries, for every other country. I do know some. But it's pretty difficult here in America to just pick up and move for most people because they have a mortgage. The kids are in school. They don't have any place to go. They don't have the funds to do it. The people are living absolutely stretched out, and so they're pretty much trapped by the circumstances of their finances into living wherever they are right now.
Well, you realize, of course, though, in the last year, there's been more and more of a push for jobs and things of this nature in either North or South Dakota. And that's people are moving away from there, from the seas and things like that, mm-hmm. are going up there. And I don't know how long that's going to last as far as a continued building. But there do appear to be places springing up randomly all around this country.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody's doing this on purpose to try to give people an opportunity to move away from these low-lying places.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be nice to think about?
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for the call.
You're very welcome.
All right. What about you? 623-444-5889, or you can send me a flash message if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada. And if you're in the USA or if you're in Canada, you got to use the telephone, all right? 623-444-5889, and let's go back to the telephone. And caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello there, Kevin. This is Tony from Norman.
Hello, Tony.
How are you, sir?
Doing good, sir. How you feel today?
Can't say that I feel too bad.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Feeling pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention something about, you said something about a tornado's highest winds 400 or 500 miles an hour.
Yeah, in their core.
We had the highest winds ever recorded on Earth, mm-hmm. May 3rd, 1999, an F5 tornado, 318 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the wind on the outside. The wind on the inside of a tornado is moving much, much faster.
Well, you learn something every new day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, on the inside of a tornado, it's moving sometimes two or three times faster than what you get on the outside.
Now, I could swear I heard a couple of times people saying that it was 321 miles an hour.
But and
what are they afraid to classify it an F6? I don't understand the problem with that. If it was 318 miles an hour, okay. But some people were reporting 321 miles an hour, which would have made it an F6.
Uh-huh.
And there's no such thing as an F6.
Well, maybe not on the chart, but, you know, if you have one on the ground, you got one.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think, Tony? Do you think these all these weird occurrences that we've been having, you think it's related to that solar activity, or is it just coincidental that it's happening at about the same time?
Oh, that's so hard to how would you know?
Well,
is there any way to test it?
I don't think anybody, well, maybe some scientists actually know, but you and I don't think any of us unwashed masses know. I just want to know what you think. Do you think it's related?
I think it's possible and maybe even likely.
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't answer either way.
Understood.
I think it really is possible. The moon supposedly affects us. Why wouldn't the sun?
Well,
the sun is stronger.
You know, I'm wondering if. Let me set this scenario up and see what you think. Let me just get your opinion on this. Were you watching the other night when I showed the pictures of, or the picture of the. The storm over Nashville and the weird pattern, circular pattern out around Nashville?
I believe so.
And there were people who were saying, well, you know, that's an indication that a HARP type technology is being used there. Let's assume that that's the case. Now, the scenario would be this. We have the big blowout of the corona. They know about when and where that's going to be extremely severe. They flip the switch on HAARP and aim it at that place in an attempt to mitigate some of the severity, to make it not so severe. Do you think that is a possibility?
I think it's possible, but could they also do the same thing and make the conditions worse than it would be?
Or even create the conditions.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things we don't know, lots of mysteries, and lots of monsters hiding under the bed.
And no answers.
Well, right now, that's the case.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tony? Sometimes people, I have been asked, well, why do you stay after, for instance, the UFO stuff? Because people have been asking questions for, you know, 60 years, and there's not any answers. And why do you keep asking? Because if you don't ask, there never will be an answer. That's why.
Well, I think for me, the reason I keep listening to UFO stuff is because I want to know more, because once you've been with them, you've been taken, it's not something you forget. It's on your mind. It's there all the time.
Yeah. All right.
You,
well,
you just,
Tony, I got to run, but I want to thank you for the call.
Your life.
All right. Got to run. I want to thank you for the call.
Everything.
All right. What was that in the background? I don't know. It was on his line, though. I don't know what that was. Thanks for the call, though, Tony. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent. How do you feel?
I'll answer that question in a kind of weird way. I feel fine.
Okay.
I'll go with that thing that says we are genetically tied to the Earth and the sun.
Uh-huh.
If I clear my mind a little bit when I'm out walking, I'm already in a fairly, very, very decent meditative state well, at that. But if I clear my mind and focus on the energy, I can actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
What I do with from there, I try to help. So it's a different feeling.
Brent, you want to hang on through this break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We have a break coming up. And, you know, granted, this is kind of a weird show tonight, but we're talking about some really weird stuff, too. Lots of questions. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have Brent on the telephone from Wyoming. And Brent, let me, I know because you call in frequently and you've told us about working with a pyramid, and you're a member of the Kevin Smith Show members community, and you have posted some pictures in your photo album of the pyramid that you built. For meditation. So let me ask you a question about all of this energy from the sun. You said as you walk along in a meditative state, you can sense the change in energy. So what about pyramid energies? Any change when the sun is doing stuff like it's been doing?
I actually haven't had a chance to do it lately. but I will say it's been a lot easier this past week when I'm not walking. I just haven't had a chance to get into my pyramid much.
Okay. Now, where do you have this pyramid? Do you have it outside or is it inside?
I actually built it in my bedroom. There's no way I can get it out.
You built it in your bedroom and there's no way to get it out. Okay. So when you walk into your bedroom, you walk into a pyramid, right?
No, it's about 3 feet from the foot of my bed, but, you know.
Too big to go through the door, yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Brent.
Yep, goodbye.
623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. If you're outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message and participate in tonight's show. Big, big stuff happening on the sun. And if it's happening on the sun, yes, we're 93 million miles away. At the speed of light, that's 8 minutes. If the sun were to go out, which it's not going to, we wouldn't know it for 8 minutes. But boy, I'll tell you, 8 minutes later, the lights would go out and the deep freeze would begin. We need that sun. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Charles from Georgia. I hadn't called in a while.
It's been a while, Charles. How are you feeling today?
I had a question for you the other night when you had your Frankenscience program on. I didn't get a chance to ask it. I'd like to ask it tonight.
Okay.
Have you heard any incidences of the victims of the so-called face eaters developing any of the symptoms of their attackers? In other words, contagious and whatnot. I haven't heard any of that. And I would think the powers that be would like to keep it quiet if it was happening.
I would think they would. See, this is one of the reasons. We had Dr. Carley on. You probably heard when we had Dr.
Sure
Rebecca
did.
Carley. And she thinks that this is a result of a weaponized rabies virus. She thinks these cannibal attacks are a result of weaponized rabies virus. One of the reasons I still have some reservations about that is because if you get bitten by somebody that has it, then wouldn't you get it?
Exactly.
You know? And now maybe they do, but I don't know. It's not being reported that they do. And in fact, there have been some reports. This guy in Florida that was attacked on the side of the road, and he's been in the hospital. And, there have been some pictures of him, and there's some reports about his recovery and so forth. And there's been nothing about him showing any signs of having rabies. So I don't know. And I wonder, really, our entire solar system bobs up and down as it moves in an orbit around our galaxy. And it bobs up and then it bobs down. So it goes through that galactic medium every 13,000 years or so. And I just wonder if that is what's causing some of these people to lose it.
That's very possible, too. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any doubt that rabies has been weaponized because I found a grant that was given to an institute to come up with a vaccine against the weaponized rabies. So you can't develop a vaccine for something that doesn't exist. Therefore, the weaponized rabies exists. But I have some real reservations about whether these cannibal attacks are being caused by that, because the victim should get rabies, I would think.
If that starts happening, boy, that's going to open a whole new can of worms, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
okay,
well, I've looked at...
Somebody else called in.
Okay, thanks for the call. I've looked at other possibilities for that and just wondered, you know, and thought about it. I wonder if, as we pass through this galactic medium, you know, there are people out there that say that more strands of our DNA will get activated. Well, maybe that's what's happening, and maybe some people are having a malfunction there. I don't know. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Joni from St. Louis.
Hello, Joni.
Hi.
How are you feeling this evening?
I'm doing fine. I'm getting cabin fever because I'm living under air conditioning. It's 104 degrees in St. Louis.
104 degrees. And what time of day is it there?
Well, it really doesn't cool off very much. I mean, as late as 7:30 or 8 o'clock, it'll be 101 or, uh-huh. You know, 100.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, cooling off that much in the evening, so it's just perpetuating the heat for the next day.
Yeah.
So we've had a run of, what, 8 days or so now of this?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm calling about is that I receive a couple of newsletters tracking what the sun is doing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have the C-class solar flares, and we have the M-class, and then
right.
We have the X-class.
Right.
And so on, let's see, what date was that? That was just today, earlier, they said there were 18 M-class flares within 48 hours.
18?
18 M-class flares within 48 hours. And the information was that 12 of them occurred within the last 24 hours. Now, this began in on July 4th.
Uh-huh.
But this email came out today. And but actually, I've been tracking back to all my emails, and we've been having quite a few series of solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't been earthbound.
Yeah.
But there's certain sunspots now, I think sunspot 1515. They're becoming more directed to the Earth. And I noticed that last night when I was listening to a late-night program on my radio,
mm-hmm.
I had a lot of static. I never have static on my radio, and I was just wondering if that couldn't be atmospheric static.
Well, yeah, it could be. I mean, see, a lot of, almost all radio, at some point, is bouncing off a satellite.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the internet bounces off a satellite. And so if those satellites are being affected by the solar flares, then you would have a disruption in your radio and television and internet as those satellites, you know, try to deal with the solar wind coming from the sun. From those flares,
yeah.
And it can just burn up the satellite, you know, burn up the electronics, and so it's very possible that what you were hearing was a result of solar activity.
Yeah, I made the connection after I've been tracking this. It started in the month of January, and then it has progressed March, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them haven't been earthbound. But now the sun is turning to where there's like four major sunspot areas, at least four of them now,
mm-hmm.
that are facing the Earth. So it's like 1513, 1514, 1515. I think it's the other numbers. I'm just taking this off the top of my head. But,
well, what are they predicting?
Yeah.
Are they predicting that these sunspots are going to explode in flares aimed at the Earth?
Yes. They have been, but they haven't been direct hits. There was, I think, one that that did come pretty much was around July 4th or July 3rd. I'm looking through all this listing that I keep, this compendium, what we're seeing here. There was one that it was a pretty big blast that did hit us. So,
do you know when that was?
I'm trying to see if that was around the 4th. Let's see here, the 28th. Well, you know, you mentioned around July 1st, didn't you, or the 30th, June 30th?
Well, June 30th is when the explosion took place that took out this part of the corona that we've been talking about here tonight.
Okay.
And I think they were expecting that to all of that energy to hit us on July the 4th or 5th. They were saying could hit us on the 4th.
Oh, right. Well, I'm reading that sunspots 15, 12, 15, 14, 15, 15, and 15, 16 have been pretty active with moderate flares. And June 30th, there was a region of 15, 13 where it was registering, supposedly, I don't know the numbers, 4.4 on a KPA index. I don't really know what that means, but it shows that coronal hole that you're talking about, that split. Mm-hmm. And then the four sunspots are left to that underneath it, 15, 16, 15, 13, 15, 15, and 15, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been high-speed stream, you know, coming as of June 28th. So it said the solar wind velocity has since increased, and it gives the numbers, but I don't know really what it means. 400 km over S,
mm-hmm.
you know, km slash S to a plateau of 600 km slash S.
That's kilometers per second.
Okay. And then they have a bar graph here. So July 1st was pretty high. When I've gone back to the other emails. But there is some research going on that the weather is very much connected to these solar flares.
So do you think that this weird hot weather, we have a break taking over. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right. Folks, we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking with Joni from St. Louis. And Joni, you've been tracking all of this sun weather, solar weather. Let me ask you, do you think that there's a relationship between what's going on with the sun and the problems that are happening on the internet, or do you think it's just coincidental in time?
Well, geologically, do you still hear me? Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Okay. I'm hearing like I'm being dropped on this end, so I just want to make sure you're hearing me.
We're hearing you.
Geologically, I think what Mitch Batros has put out there, mm-hmm. with his research, along with the scientists that he confers with,
mm-hmm.
that sunspots you know, the solar flares from sunspots do affect the magnetic field shield that we have here. And so I do think that what you said earlier, you know, the static on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and we may not have been hit directly, but he got on Coast to Coast the other night and said he saw where it was hitting directly, but no one was recording that was being hit directly. So at first he reported that we were just going to have glancing blows
mm-hmm.
from the magnetic field, you know, that caused the auroras, you know, northern hemisphere and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was kind of interesting to hear that. That was on the radio. It's not recorded. Now, regarding the other part that you're asking with the what's happening with the internet, yes, I think it's affecting our satellites. But I don't put anything past our government or the powers that be, you know, to be kind of tinkering with the internet because of everything else I've read
mm-hmm.
with as far as the privacy issues and so forth. So,
yeah.
Well,
you know, there is no more privacy issue.
No.
Privacy
no.
is gone.
Yeah, I completely agree. I can't, I have difficulty getting into some of the alternative news sources that I like to read
mm-hmm.
Very easily through Explorer. And I don't Google anything
mm-hmm.
directly from Google.
I don't either.
No. So,
but let me... let me just put the bug in your ear again. Download AVG antivirus free. It's AVG is it's really good stuff. I don't like it as well as I like some others, but it's really good stuff. It's the oldest free antivirus on the internet. But it's the only one that can find that rootkit virus and kill it. And if you've got it, if you've got the rootkit virus, then that can be what's interfering with you getting on some of those sites.
Okay.
Okay.
I tried it earlier today, and I'm going to have to work on getting ESET off
yeah.
because it keeps blocking it. So I'm definitely still working on that.
Okay. Well, Joni, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. All right, from St. Louis. What about you? What do you think about all this? We got time for one more call. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're an American, a Canadian, a Mexican, Ecuadorian, Peruvian, Chinese, Thai, British, French, German, Australian, or any of the countries in Africa, it doesn't matter. That same sun is above us all. And what it does, it will do to us all. And, you know, I think it's extremely important, but so mysterious. So few actual answers. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Hey there. Great show tonight, as usual.
Thank you.
I was just listening and thinking, reviewing some details that I've put together from some of our expeditions. One of the things that I find really interesting about the sunspots is some information I came across, about 10 years ago, and it has to do with what happens to our sun as it moves across the galactic ecliptic,
mm-hmm.
and that is a source of energy being radiated out from the center of the galaxy and how it affects our sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing evidence of this now.
As you were speaking, I was trying to remember the article that I read earlier today, but astrophysicists have discovered now, I guess because of where we're located, they can see this, but they have discovered there's some sources of X-ray coming from the center of our galaxy that they did not know existed. and with some instrument, I don't know which telescope, they have been able to photograph these sources of X-ray. Now, of course, it's not a visible light photograph, of course, but they turn it into a photograph. And there's several of these sources of X-rays coming from the center of our galaxy. So that could tie in very well with what you're talking about.
There's a really good video that I would suggest listeners to check out. It is a video made by a fellow named Jay Weidner, W-E-I-D-N-E-R, and it's called The Secrets of Alchemy, and I think maybe some clues will be found in that.
Okay, very good. Let's take this opportunity to say, folks, this is Jerry Wills, the associate host of the show. He and his wife, Kathy, will be joining me for this special broadcast tomorrow. The three of us together will be live for the special broadcast, and then we will view the film that Jerry and Kathy have produced, the interview with Dr. Lakhazar Filipov, or as he said, Lakhazar. I was surprised to hear him say it that way.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, Lakhazar Filipov is the way he says it. And it's a pretty revealing interview, folks. You want to be sure you get in on that. But if you want to get in on it, here's what you've got to do. You have to be a member at the Kevin Smith Show, so join right now. And then you have to click on the link in the members community to register for this so you'll get your ticket for it. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. But you have to pay to become a member. It's $7.50 a month. That's 25 cents a day. Okay? But then the special broadcast, there's no extra fee for that. And you'll get in on it. But you got to do that quick, because right after the show, which is in just a couple of minutes, the registration's over. So you got to act right now. All right?
Yeah.
Jerry, I've got to run because we're out of time, but thanks for the call.
Good talking to you, Kevin. Good night, everyone.
And I'll look forward to being on the air with you tomorrow.
Yep, I look forward to it. See you then.
All right, bye. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this evening. We are just out of time. We don't have time for another call. Well, mysterious stuff with the sun, and as I said, it doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter where you are on this planet. That sun is above us all. And what it does to one of us, it will do to all of us. And so it is important for us to be aware of what's going on in the sun, not because we can change anything. It's going to do what it's going to do. But if we have a little bit of forewarning that there's a bad flare headed this way, then we can take some precautionary measures and make sure we're not directly exposed to what happens, whatever that may be. Watch the sun, and be sure you watch the special broadcast tomorrow right here at the Kevin Smith Show in the members community. All right, it's time for me to say, my friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me, just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.